You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce program in partnership with KGMI.
All right, good and happy Sunday morning. My name is Meg Weber, and I'm with VSH CPAs and on the board of the Technology Alliance Group. And I'm delighted to be joined this morning with Brian Harrington, who's the Director of Development at Camp Cory, and Ianthi Andrus, who's the Executive Director of the Technology Alliance Group. And they both had some really exciting and interesting events coming up soon that we're going to talk about in this hour. Want to say hello, Bri?
Good morning.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Wonderful. We'll be back in just a bit.
Rick Nelson is a rancher in Tenino.
Farming and ranching has been our way of life for generations. But Seattle's new beverage tax has me worried. Seattle admitted that their new tax could lead to higher prices for meat and poultry. And there's a real threat that food, like beef and dairy, could be next. Washington State doesn't tax groceries, but a loophole says that local governments can. Initiative 1634 will close the loophole and protect food and beverages from new local taxes. Vote yes for affordable groceries.
Initiative 1634 is simple. It stops any new local taxes on groceries. Vote yes on 1634. Paid for by Yes to Affordable Groceries, supported by the Joint Council of Teamsters, No. 28, Washington Farm Bureau, Washington Food Industry Association, and Korean American Grocers Association of Washington, and sponsored by the American Beverage Association. Top five contributors, Washington Food Industry Association, the Coca-Cola Company, PepsiCo Inc., Keurig, Dr. Pepper, and Red Bull North America.
Next up on our Whatcom Report is the Business Brief.
Here's what's happening around town this week. We are continuing on with Rumors Cabaret and the Bellingham Idol. And we're going to be announcing a $1,000 winner here in mid-November. So be sure to go out every Thursday night at 9 p.m. where this starts. There will also be guest judges. Also, too, on October 20th, this is Saturday, there will be the Bellingham Sportsplex 3rd Annual Hoptoberfest. There's going to be 50 types of beer for you to enjoy. Pouring starts around 5 p.m. and the event lasts until 10 p.m. A VIP option is available to purchase if you can get to the event by 4:30 p.m. Tickets and general admission are $20 in advance and $25 at the door, while VIP tickets are available at $35. This year, the Bellingham Sportsplex is partnering with Rebound Families and Whatcom Sports and Recreation. All proceeds from the event will go to these two local nonprofit organizations. Pulse Magazine and Whatcom Business Alliance will be held on October 24th and expecting a big turnout on that at Four Points. They're also expecting the entire expo being there with a lot of different vendors talking about what's happening around in our area. On October 25th, from 5:30 to 8:30, the Spring Hill Suites is going to host their fifth annual Art of Local Night. And this is an annual event, and this has been their fifth year doing this. This is going to be from October 25th, from 5:30 to 8:30, with a number of artists in there doing their thing. And if you can't make it to donate anything by then, you can always drop off any donations at the Spring Hill Suites at 4040 Northwest Avenue, Bellingham, Washington. And if you want any more information on this, you can call Keith Coleman at 360-714-9600, and we look forward to seeing you there. You can stroll into the shops of Barkley Village while you have their first annual whiskey walk. It's coming on October 26th with all proceeds benefiting this to the Brigadoon Dog Services. This spooktacular Halloween-themed tasting event will feature over 15 whiskeys and 12 local regional distilleries, a haunted outdoor beer garden provided by Overflow Taps, and music from Tom Petty Tribute Band, Petty or Not, and costumes are highly, highly encouraged. A big thanks to Kiss 92, Kiss 92.9 KISM, Cascade Radio Group, and Twin Sisters Brewing Company and Lens Enterprise for sponsoring the event. You can get more information about this at www.bellinghamwhiskeywalk.com. On November 6th, that's a Tuesday, Linden Thanks and Give Breakfast. Sunlight Community Church will be hosting their Giving Thanks and Breakfast. This is a Boys and Girls Club of Whatcom County. They invite you to go to the breakfast. It's an annual event, and it'll be hosted this year at the Linden Clubhouse. All proceeds directly benefit the Boys and Girls Club of Whatcom County, the Linden Branch. And this is their annual breakfast. Like I said, doors open at 7 a.m. Program is from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Tickets are only $15, and it's It's at this Sunlight Church, Community Church, 8800 Bender Road. To become an event sponsor or contact an event coordinator, please contact Jane Clark at 360-738-3808, extension 309. Quinn and Foster will be having their first annual charity fashion show, and this has been scheduled for Thursday, November 8th at 6:30 p.m. The cost for this is only $25. Quinn and Foster is a contemporary clothing boutique for men and women, and it's right down in Bellingham, downtown Bellingham, where the old Gary's used to be. 10% of all sale proceeds from this event will be donated to the Women's Sharing Hope. And the Women's Sharing Hope is a volunteer nonprofit organization dedicated to the betterment of Whatcom County women and children. Downtown Bellingham Holiday Wine Walk. You don't want to miss this because this event sells out. This will be on Friday, November 9th from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Tickets are available in advance for $30 and $45 for VIP. Many thanks to Community Co-op, Greenhouse, and Bank of the Pacific for making this possible. And be sure to reach out to Lindsay at the Downtown Bellingham Group for more information. Remember, we have just a few weeks away before voting, so make sure you vote. It's your responsibility, and your voice does matter. This has been Kevin Coleman with your weekly update.
Well, sounds like a lot of really interesting things are happening in our community this Sunday morning. We're back. My name is Meg Weber. I'm with VSH CPAs, and I'm the Board of Directors for the Technology Alliance Group. And I'm delighted to be joined this Sunday morning by two amazing nonprofits in our communities doing some really great work with some upcoming events. That is Brian Harrington. He's a director of development at Camp Cory, and Ianthi Andrus, who's the executive director at the Technology Alliance Group. Brian, why don't we start out with you? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about Camp Cory?
Sure. So I'm the director of development with Camp Cory. Camp Cory is a camp program for children living with severe medical conditions. It was established in 2005, and we had our camp in Carnation, Washington, down in King County for 10 years, but we were leasing that property, and we had an opportunity to buy our current camp property, which is in Mount Vernon on Brotherhood Road, just south of Lake McMurray. We purchased that property in 2016, and what Camp Cory does is we take children who, in pretty much every other aspect of their life, they're different. They might have a disability that impairs their ability to walk, or they might have gastrointestinal issues or a facial deformity, or they might be a little person. And they get to come to camp, and we give them the full camp experience, fishing, archery, campfires, s'mores. But then we also do it with a fully staffed medical team on site that can help them with daily routine medical needs that they might have, or in the case of an emergency. And so they get to go to camp and have a fantastic time in a safe environment. And my favorite part about what we do at Camp Cory is everything we do, from our residential camp sessions to our hospital work to family weekends where the whole family comes to camp. Everything is 100% free, always.
That's so amazing. Yeah. Wonderful. You mentioned earlier that there are as many as 80,000 children in the state of Washington that could be well served by Camp Cory.
Yeah, when we were established, we did a feasibility study. We're part of the Serious Fun Camp Network, which is 17 camps internationally. There's 9 in the States and 8 outside of in Europe and Asia. And when we did the study, it was determined that there are about 80,000 kids and families that could utilize a camp program like Camp Cory within the Pacific Northwest, the bulk of which were in Washington State. And we serve kids from all over Puget Sound and Washington State, but we also are specialized so that we have some kids that fly from the East Coast, the Midwest, that come out because we can treat them, like kids who've had a liver transplant. We're one of 2 camps in the whole country that can serve these kids. So they'll fly in for a camp session for a week. Again, no cost to them. And so we help a lot of kids, but we know there are way more, especially in Whatcom and Skagit counties, that our programming isn't as familiar as it was in King County. We know there are more kids and families that could utilize our programs. And so we're really just trying to get out there and bring the community to come see camp.
So for those of us that don't have kids that have gone through sleepover camp yet or aren't fully aware with that experience, could you share with us
like what it means for those kids to be able to be in the Camp Cory environment?
For sure. You know, we've had some campers describe it as finding family or finding a place where they can really be themselves. You know, they might be the only kid with their challenge at their school. And there's bullying and there's all kinds of unpleasant things. Or they might spend a substantial amount of time in the hospital or dozens of surgeries, you know, depending upon what their challenge is. And then they come to camp and we set it up so that when they're at camp, the rest of the campers, for the majority of the time, have the exact same challenge. And so when they come to camp, they're just another kid. They're not the kid with a facial deformity. They're not the little person. They're just another kid. And so it allows them to really, really grow spiritually and in their self-expression, their self-confidence, and their self-worth. And then they take those memories, that ability that they develop at camp, and they take it back to their daily life. They take it back to facing their next surgery or their next hospital stay. We give them that resilience. But more than anything, we really just give them the ability to just be kids.
Play. Yeah, that's amazing. Do the camps run all summer long?
Yeah, we have, this year we had 6 summer sessions. It was our first summer at our new home.
Yeah.
Next summer we'll have 8 summer sessions, 5 days a week. And then in the, you know, fall and in the spring is when we have our family weekends where the whole family comes out to camp. And then there's breakout sessions for the camper. There's breakout sessions focused on siblings, on the parents. And then we bring them all together for activities too. And they're meeting other families that are dealing with the exact same medical challenge. And so, yeah, we pretty much operate year round.
That's super cool. Well, I want to come in tour. Would you mind telling us about this awesome open house you have coming up?
Why, yes.
Thank you.
So on coming up next Saturday, October the 20th, is our fall festival. It's a free community event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to have your typical fall activities like hayrides and pumpkins, but then we're going to have some camp stuff like archery and face painting and arts and crafts. There's going to be food trucks. The Reptile Man is coming up to do a performance at noon. And Jet City Improv is coming up from Seattle for a performance at 2 p.m. And then that's also going to be at this event where we will be opening our Diagon Alley feature from Harry Potter that's been built on our property for people to really see for the first time. So it's a awesome, huge community event. We had 300 people last year. We're hoping to have 500 to 600 people this year. And we just encourage everyone to come on out. We're just off Highway 9 right by Lake McMurray. And it's going to be a fantastic, fun, free event.
Wow. That sounds really amazing. Where do you expect people will be coming from?
We get a lot of people that will be coming up from King County, a lot of our campers and families and friends. We'd love to have a huge contingent of people come down from Whatcom County. More and more people are joining us and coming out to see camp from Skagit County. It's really just this fantastic opportunity for so many great kids and families that I think people don't even necessarily realize is in their backyard. And, you know, the camp is meant for children with medical challenges, but there's huge opportunities for businesses and organizations to sponsor events, to bring groups out and volunteer. You know, we had over 1,100 volunteers last year provide over 16,000 hours of volunteer service to our camp, which saves us hundreds of thousands of dollars in operating costs. You know, we're a nonprofit. And so any way that people from the surrounding communities can get involved with Camp Cory, we'd love to have them. Because once they come and see it, they think it's awesome.
That's amazing. Well, thanks so much for sharing about that, Brian. Very eager to check it out.
Meridian Equipment is a proud supporter of high school athletics. They've served the community for more than 70 years, selling new and used farm and light industrial equipment. Meridian Equipment is now a distributor of Miller Tires, specializing in tires for antique tractors. They also have great prices on batteries as well as oil for everything from tractors to motorcycles. Watch for their next big auction scheduled for October 20th. Meridian Equipment, open weekdays from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 till noon at 5946 Guide Meridian in Laurel.
This is Don Curtis, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
Whatcom Community College's pre-engineering program has received a $30,000 grant from the Alcoa Foundation. Their pre-engineering program is incredibly popular, with waitlists already started for the 2018 winter program. This grant will support the expansion of the program, increasing student capabilities with resources that will provide students with the skills that the industry expects and the experience the students need. Congratulations to Whatcom Community College and the pre-engineering program.
The Upside is brought to you from a grant provided by Bayside Coin and Jewelry. Check out Bayside's beautiful custom-designed jewelry available in private viewing rooms at their new location in the Iowa Street Business Park.
If you have good news to report, email it to me at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI News Talk 790 or the Cascade Radio Group.
Well, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us this Sunday morning. My name is Meg Weber, and I'm with VSH, Certified Public Accountants, and on the board of the Technology Alliance Group. And I'm delighted to be joined this morning by Anthea Andrus, who's the Executive Director of the Technology Alliance Group, and Brian Harrington, the Director of Development for Camp Cori. When we last left you, Brian was sharing about their upcoming event, and I'm a little bit choked up by this story, Brian, and I think Ianthe and others are as well. So I would just love to hear a little bit more about some of the wins and success stories and the experiences of kids, if you would
sure.
share.
We've got lots of them. The story that we've been sharing recently is there was a young camper, his name's Carson, and he has a craniofacial disorder. He has a tracheotomy, and very much a shy kid who never really wanted to participate stuff. He's the kid who hangs out on the wall and just kind of watches things. And he came to camp for the first time. And when his parents went to pick him up, they were super nervous. It was the first time he'd been away from them overnight, really. And, he'd had multiple surgeries as a kid, very fragile child. And when they went to pick him up, the person at the gate was like, "Oh, you're Carson's parents." And they were like, "Is this a good thing or a bad thing?" and they said, "No, he did an incredible performance at theater night last night." And they were "Carson is, are you talking about the right kid here?" That didn't make any sense to them. And she showed the video. And what you see is, just to give a little bit of playground, theater night is part of camp every week. And it's giving the kids a lot of self-expression. They might tell a joke, they might sing a song, they might be in a skit, and it's all just, standing ovations and super supportive. So Carson comes, and on Monday, he couldn't look you in the eye. He wouldn't talk. He was very quiet. And the manifestation of what camp did for him appears in the video. Wow. He starts off, and he's singing the words to "Let It Go." Every parent's familiar with that song. And he starts out and he's got the sheet music covering his face, hiding, honestly, his deformity, who he is. And as he progresses through the song and there's audience clapping and support, he literally takes the lyrics and he throws it at his camp counselor who's next to him and steps forward with the mic and screams, sings, "Let It Go." Incredibly. I mean, this voice is amazing. And his That's parents amazing. Said they'd never even heard that voice.
Wow.
And he walked away from that discovering, Camp Cori helped him discover his voice and this love for music that he never had. And now he's almost in high school and he's in the honors choir and the honors band. And it's just this total expression of who he is because he was in an environment that was positive and supportive, where he could totally be himself. And that's what camp brought out of him. And that's what we do every time we have sessions of camp. We have these parents who come back and just tell us how positive it is for their child and how they can't wait until next summer to come back. And, it makes my job pretty fun to raise money for camp. We are a nonprofit organization, but stories like that and meeting our campers and coming and having lunch and doing the cheers, we groove for our food every meal. That's all amazing, positive experiences for people who come out. And, you know, it's not an inexpensive endeavor. It costs us about $2,500 per camper per session, just in, you know, all the things that it takes to run a camp and a health center and everything like that. So the private support that we receive from individuals and organizations and granting, you know, organizations are vital to our success. But the impact that we're having for so many kids and so many families makes it all worth it.
Yeah, that's amazing. So if we wanted to give, how would we do that, Brian?
You can go to campcorey.org. K-O-R-E-Y is how we spell Corey. Campcorey.org, or you can go to our Facebook page and there'll be information about our fall festival event there as well. And we would love to have people come out and see camp and tour camp. And if you can't make it on the October 20th, just reach out to us and we'd love to have your organization come out and tour camp. We're here and we do incredible things for kids, and every little bit that we can get from the community to help us only makes that better.
That's amazing. Wow. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me today. This is great.
Pleasure. Well, we'll be back in just a little bit.
Do you have questions about your Medicare insurance coverage and how your plan options may have changed in 2019? Hi, this is Marcia Neal, Vice President at Vibrant USA. We are an unbiased resource dedicated to helping you find the plan that best fits your needs, free of charge. Navigating healthcare coverage can be difficult, but with Vibrant USA's knowledgeable staff, you can trust you'll find the coverage that best fits your needs and budget. Don't do it alone. Trust Vibrant USA in Bellingham and Linden, also online at vibrantusa.com.
KGMI News Update.
More delays are being sought in the effort to determine if the boy who shot four students at Freeman High School last year should be tried as an adult. Spokane County Prosecutor Larry Haskell said Thursday the state will be requesting a delay, likely pushing the date of the declination hearing into the new year. The remains of two Bellingham snowboarders have been found after their men were reported missing near Mount Baker last year. News outlets report the remains of 20-year-old Drew Lenz were found Wednesday. The Whatcom County Sheriff's Office says search crews later found Jacob Oncio's remains below Colchin Ridge, south of Huntoon Point. A jury awarded a Pierce County man nearly $5 million after he said he was fired from Mercedes-Benz of Seattle when he lost his vocal cords to cancer. A federal district court jury on Thursday found the dealership refused to let Troy Coachman back to work because he spoke with a voice prosthesis following surgery for the cancer. Mercedes-Benz of Seattle declined to comment when reached by phone. It's going to be plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid-60s through Thursday. I'm Clay Willison with KGMI News.
Well, good morning. Happy Sunday. Welcome back to the Whatcom Report, a program of the Chamber of Commerce. My name is Meg Weber. I'm with VSH Certified Public Accountants, and I'm on the board of the Technology Alliance Group. And I'm delighted to be joined this morning by our Executive Director of the Technology Alliance Group, Ayanthi Andrus. We're here to talk about TAG and an upcoming conference that we have on November 8th. Ayanthi, why don't you share a little bit about the history of TAG and its impact in our community?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks, Meg. Good morning. I am the new executive director of the nonprofit Technology Alliance Group of Northwest Washington. I'm the fourth executive director that we've had. We were established in 1999. We started to help as an advocacy group, really, for the tech industry here in Bellingham and Whatcom County. Those issues involved things like access to broadband and tax benefits for tech companies that were here or trying to come into Bellingham and Whatcom County. So we've evolved from that as our tech community has as well and has matured as time has gone by. And our current focus is to really help our area businesses and our technology professionals and our stakeholders, really, of TAG. So we do that through a number of different ways: educational events, advocacy. We still have that piece, and education. So we do lunch and learn type tech talks. We do those for the general tech community, but we also do them at Western Washington University. We have a continuing Women in Tech outreach and a monthly group that meets. And we're really looking to expand our tech community to include other industries that may rely on tech but maybe not be seen as tech. So, say, tech manufacturing, and those types of industries that we're seeing some really interesting things happening in Whatcom County with tech manufacturing as well. So we do those three focuses, so education, advocacy, and education. And we also host three main events each year. Our next of one coming up, as you mentioned, is our Tech Summit Conference.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, I'd say from the history of TAG that really it's all been about connecting and really incubating and amplifying that engaged and inspired community.
Absolutely. And networking gets overused sometimes, but that's a lot of what we really strive to provide, those opportunities for a community. And I like that word more, community, rather than networking.
Yeah, I mean, we heard that from Brian with the camp that he was sharing about earlier with Camp Corey, that community that you can collaborate in and grow and stretch with is so important.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you did such a great job of describing also, you know, the real importance of industry in job creation and connecting our industry to make it like ever better and more competitive.
Absolutely, yeah. I think people may not be aware about, you know, we take technology for granted. It's all around us. It affects, you know, so many different aspects of our world right now. So it's really great that we have some amazing technology companies in our area that are doing things that are across global markets as well as U.S. markets, and they're based right here in either Bellingham or Whatcom County.
Great. So to that end, you know, tell us about, is there a technology community in Bellingham? And tell us a little bit about that world and what you think of it.
Yeah. So, and it's, I mean, I'm 4 or 5 months into this role now, and it's one of those questions that comes up, is there a tech community? And I think people just maybe not be aware of what we have going on in our region with amazing companies creating solutions to solve problems or perform specific functions. Some companies come immediately to mind, Alpha Technologies. You might drive past them on the way to the airport. They've got the windmill generator out there. They're a worldwide telecom and energy company, and they're based right there in Bellingham. Emergency reporting. One of their concerns is they don't think that anyone actually knows that they're here.
Yeah.
They're located in Berkeley. They're the largest cloud-based fire records management solution, and they have customers all over the U.S., including NASA. They just got the contract for the United States Marine Corps, and they also have global markets for their software. There's SPIE, which people know a lot about. That's in Seaholme. There's Samson Rope, which is out in Whatcom County, and they're the world leader in different types of rope production. There's Superfeet that's out in the county as well, who are just about everywhere now. 3D Corp, they're located in Sunnyland, and they're doing IT management and consulting with other companies and, you know, and providing services such as cybersecurity. I think most people know FaithLife, right, downtown. So there's like more than 100 software developers working at FaithLife right here in Bellingham, right here in our region. Producing Bible software products that are used globally.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, thousands of jobs you just indicated there that have really significant ripple effects throughout our community.
Yeah, and I think it feels like maybe they're hidden in plain sight. And that's, like I said, one of the frustrations that I hear from one of these companies. No one knows we're here. We're successful. We're doing really interesting, innovative, world-changing things. I guarantee you, people have walked past DIS, which is Dealer Information Systems Corporation. They're on Cornwall, and I guarantee you people have walked past and not even known what it was. They have over 100 employees creating world-class leading business management software for agriculture, construction, and truck dealers.
Yeah.
And they're right there under our nose. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Excellent. And I think that plays really well into our really strong higher education system as well.
Absolutely. That's something that TAG is working towards being more involved with as well. We have a great relationship with our higher education institutions in our region. Everything from Northwest Indian College, Bellingham Technical College, Whatcom Community College, and Western Washington University. So, and we actually have two representatives on our board who sit on our board as well. So we try and make that relationship clear. And one of our biggest supporters and Whatcom Community College and their CyberWatch West program out there. They're one of our biggest advocates, and it's happening. That program is right here in Whatcom County.
Awesome. I can't wait to hear more. Back soon.
As a nurse, I support Pinky Vargas for State Senate because she will work to lower health insurance premiums, and Pinky will work to make health care more affordable and accessible to families.
Planned Parenthood supports Pinky Vargas because Pinky will keep the government out of women's health care decisions. As a woman, she's definitely got my vote.
As a construction worker, I support Pinky Vargas because she'll be a voice for our local economy. Pinky Vargas will lead the effort to invest in our local roads and bridges to create family wage jobs here in Whatcom County.
Hi, I'm Pinky Vargas. I was raised on a farm in a big family, where I learned the values of hard work and building a strong community. I'm running for state senate because I want an economy that works for Whatcom County, not just the special interests. We want our families and communities to thrive. So let's work together on solutions, because I think it's time to put people first.
Paid for by friends of Pinky Vargas, Democrat.
Our mission at Barron Heating and Air Conditioning is to improve lives. Every day, we live out our mission by providing exceptional heating, cooling, air quality, and energy solutions centered around a customer-first experience. Hi, I'm Brad Barron, engineer and fourth-generation Barron at Barron Heating. Our team is dedicated to finding the most effective ways to increase energy efficiency, optimize comfort, and improve indoor air quality. Working with in-house engineers and scientists, Barron certified technicians utilize the latest technology to solve everyday problems. Barron Heating looks beyond the box in your crawl space, garage, and attic to identify real home performance challenges that homeowners face. Call Barron today. You'll see and experience why we do what we do. Let us show you affordable ways we can make your home more comfortable, healthy, and energy efficient. Barron Heating and Air Conditioning, your Pacific Northwest home and building performance experts since 1972. Our mission, improving lives.
If you're a business owner, you know business is booming right now in almost every sector. Plumbing, construction, lighting, heating and cooling, to name just a few. If you haven't maximized your business potential, why not consider one of the hottest markets in the country, the San Juan Islands? It's easier than you think with a customized island-focused marketing campaign designed by Cascade Radio Group, combined with San Juan Air's regularly scheduled flights that'll get you, your crew, and your freight out to the islands fast and efficiently. It's less than a 20-minute flight from Bellingham or Anacortes. Contact San Juan Airlines business office for affordable scheduled flights to and from the islands daily. The San Juan Islands are some of the most beautiful and profitable areas in the region, and they're underserved in almost every business sector. Don't miss your chance to expand your business and your profits. Contact San Juan Airlines to get you there and Cascade Radio Group to set up a marketing plan to reach customers in the islands and beyond on this station's website.
Well, welcome back to the Whatcom Report, a program of the Chamber of Commerce. My name is Meg Weber. I'm with VSH, Certified Public Accountants, and I'm on the board of directors of the Technology Alliance Group. And I'm delighted to be joined this morning by Ayanthi Andrus, who's the executive director of the Technology Alliance Group. We're talking about the upcoming TAG Technology Conference that's coming up on November 8th. And the theme of our conference this year is cyber trends. So just to give a quick background, this is going to be our sixth tech conference that we've had in our community. When we started them out, people were like, what? Is there actually a technology community that would, you know, be interested in this conference? And for the technology sector, really the important thing is to stay top of mind, top of trend, and really, you know, focus in on that intersection between our educational system, people working in the workforce, and just keeping that vibrancy and current trends in education top of mind. So the conference over the years has taken on different themes that are relate to what is top of mind for that year and the years to come. This year, we've been delighted to focus in on cyber trends, and the cyber trends theme, cyber meaning everything really in computing. And so we're going to focus in on the innovations, current trends, and things that you really need to know and be planning for. And one of the things about the technology conference over the years is that the goal really is to have it both be for people that are working within technology, like as software engineers, as well as people that are working around technology. So, you know, leaders within those companies or service providers to those companies to have a competitive edge to get, you know, top of mind with the trends as well. Andy, do you mind sharing a little bit more about the conference and some of your thoughts about it?
Yeah, so like you said, it's a broad tech conference. So, you know, you see some of those tech conferences that are focused on one area of technology. But we see this as a really great opportunity for our local and regional tech community to come together and learn and make connections about what's really trending right now. And, you know, the sexy words like blockchain, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, cloud, all those topics that people know maybe a little bit about, people know a lot about. And we this gives us an opportunity to really dive deeper into those topics and explore them.
Yeah. We want to keep Whatcom County competitive.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, and so we have speakers that come from Seattle, from Vancouver, you know, throughout this corridor, as well as highlighting local tech professionals and companies that are doing, like I mentioned before, you know, really great things. And as you mentioned, we have a broad range of attendees from the C-level to leadership professionals, to tech professionals, to people that are working in tech jobs but maybe not in a tech company. So it's sort of it appeals to all different backgrounds.
Yeah. What feedback that we've heard in the past is that it's a really great day to come together, you know, get to top of trends and realize that there really is a vibrant community here that's about, you know, connecting. And that local element is really important to people within technology here. And, you know, seeing that person at the side of the soccer field the next weekend and
absolutely.
And knowing that you have some common ground and that you can reach out to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's funny that you mentioned that, you know, seeing people around because one of our speakers this year is a local. He is, we're lucky to have Dean Hildebrand. He lives on Lake Whatcom. He's, you know, a local member of our community, and he's going to be speaking to us about big data cloud providers. So he works remotely. He's the technical director, a technical director at Google.
A little known company.
A little known company. It's very small. And he's just got he's right here in our community, and he's agreed to speak with our members and our the conference attendees about how cloud can help companies solve big data and big compute problems, and I'm sure he's going to speak more about Google as well and what they're interested in, but he's got this amazing wealth of knowledge and information from, you know, more than 20 years of software development experience, and so yeah, I'm really excited that he's agreed to be one of our speakers.
And we know the talent issue is top of mind for a lot of people in our community.
Absolutely. And we have a speaker coming from Vancouver. And he has actually, he's the founder and CEO of a new company up there called TalentSnap. And he works with artificial intelligence and blockchain to automate the hiring process. So finding the best possible fit between candidates and employers. And so, again, that's, you know, one of those words that's just thrown around out there, blockchain. People are probably exposed to it most, you know, through cryptocurrency. But we are definitely seeking to demystify it and also he can give examples of the different ways this new technology can be applied beyond what people really perhaps have preconceptions about and what people are really just starting to explore.
Yeah, wonderful. What are some of the other things you're most excited about with the conference?
We have a local company who is going to be presenting a panel for us. The company is Conversica, and they work with artificial intelligence, sometimes called MI or machine intelligence. So, again, it's one of those words you hear out there. So it's when a machine can mimic human cognitive functions, such as learning and problem solving. And it's an AI company. It's right here in Bellingham, and we have two of their leaders who are going to be talking about the tech and the business sides of artificial intelligence. So it's going to be really great.
One of the things I'm excited about when we started the cyber element of this conference 5 years ago, we were sort of it was a new concept to say, you know, there's a risk in cyber, you know, of the fact that you will get hacked. And
Absolutely,
it was terrifying to people.
Yeah.
And there weren't really good insurance mechanisms or, you know, there just wasn't very good coverage yet of how to manage that risk. And now, 5 years later, so much of the conversation is about this issue of resiliency.
Absolutely.
So I'm really looking forward to hearing our speakers speak about cyber resiliency, which is starting with the knowledge that we're going to get hacked. So now what does that mean to maintain a vibrant, healthy company and
infrastructure? What can we do and the framework around that? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cyber resilience, yeah.
Well, I am so excited and eager for this conference coming right up on November 8th. How can I learn more?
We have a website. It's trends.tagnw.org. So trends.tagnw.org. And there's a bunch of information there. There's a draft agenda on there, and there's that's where you can buy your tickets as well. November 8th.
Wonderful. We're going to hear a little bit more about other upcoming events back in a moment.
KGMI Bellingham.
HD2 92.9 KISS.
Chances are you have a neighbor who has recently installed solar panels. This is Marcus from Western Solar. We've been providing renewable energy systems to the Northwest for over 15 years and have installed thousands of solar projects in our community. We can safely say that solar works great in Washington State. In fact, with no money down financing, you'll start earning from your system immediately. We will help you to qualify for incentives that cover 80% of the system cost. That said, these generous incentives won't be around forever. So bring the power of solar into your home today with Western Solar. We'll provide a detailed analysis and a custom design, all with solar panels that are made right here in Bellingham.
Hi, Josh here from our sales team. Stop by our office or give us a call to find out how local and federal incentives can cover up to 80% of the cost of your solar installation. Contact your local source for solar, Western Solar, on Home Road in Bellingham and online at westernsolarinc.com.
Listen each Saturday morning to Radio Real Estate, hosted by local real estate expert Mike Kent.
Fall is one of the best times of the year to sell your house. Tune in and learn why fall right through Christmas is your greatest opportunity to get your house sold on Radio Real Estate.
Sponsored by Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, Pacific Northwest Homes Magazine, and Windermere Real Estate. Each Saturday at 10 on KGMI, News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Get news updates, hear your favorite talk shows, and listen live all day without turning a dial. Go to KGMI.com and hit Listen Live.
Well, happy Sunday morning. What a delightful one it's been. You're listening to the Whatcom Report, a program of the Chamber of Commerce, and I am Meg Weber. I'm with VSH Certified Public Accountants, and I'm joined this morning by Anthe Andrus. And we just had such a wonderful conversation about the upcoming technology conference that she has going on November 8th. And looking forward to celebrating cyber resiliency, artificial intelligence, machine learning, and blockchain.
Absolutely. And the cloud as well.
Oh, how could I forget?
With our Google rep. Absolutely. And I mean, we'd love to see as many people from our community there as possible. So Thursday, November 8th at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites out at our Bellingham Airport. And again, our website is trends.tagnw.org. And that has a bunch more information about what we're doing as well as a company, as an organization and the companies that we support on there.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining me and have a wonderful sunny Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Off to Guy.
John Wilson really likes the new King Coil mattresses at Wilson's Furniture.
King Coil in the extended life, people who like a more responsive mattress are happier on a King Coil. Well, I like the new King Coil extended life mattresses so much I bought one for myself.
Wilson's Furniture in Ferndale.
Northwest Washington HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your 1 year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my 5 year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at NorthwestWashingtonHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
CHS Northwest's Backyard to Barnyard sale is almost here. Bigger, small, fur, or feathers, this is a sale for all your critters. Pet food, livestock, and poultry feed. Pet supplies, all on sale. So mark your calendars October 26th, 27th, and 28th. CHS Northwest, everything you need for home and farm.
Thank you for listening to the Whatcom Report. This is Guy Chigrasso of the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. I'd like to welcome our newest members of the Chamber: Bellingham Public Library, Ashley Home Store, Bellingham Yacht Club, Seeking Health, Apple Pediatric Dentistry. Here are some of the events we have coming up. Join us at the next Business After Business, sponsored by Lemmy Indian Business Council, and will be held in the Tower Room of the Silver Reef Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Everyone is welcome to attend this free event. The final Chamber Speaker Series of 2018 will be on short-term housing. The speakers will include Peter Frazier, Keith Coleman, Sandy Ward, and Iris Mott Gibson, and will be held at the Bellingham Golf and Country Club on Tuesday, October 30th from 12 to 2 p.m. We'll learn more about the new Back to Balance nutritional program being offered at Care Medical Group on Monday, November 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. This event is open to the public. RSVPs are requested. For more information or to register for events, go to the event calendar at business.bellingham.com/events. Don't forget that you can listen to our show at any time. Just go to the KGMI podcast page. This is Guy Trigrasso for the Bellingham Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for listening.
Get news updates, hear your favorite talk shows, and listen live all day without turning a dial. Go to KGMI.com and hit Listen Live.